Hi, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
Thank you so, so much for this session. It is just hitting the spot for me, and I think other people
Thank
here...
Thank you for allowing us to hit your spot.
I'm really resonating with so much of what you're saying, and the issue... I just want to share where I'm at in my state of being at this time.
All right.
And some of the joy and other things I'm dealing with. So my organization, Create Now,
yes.
which helps troubled youth through the arts, is exploding in many different ways.
All right.
I'm touching people around the world. I'm getting top media exposure. I'm getting recognition and awards for my work, and I'm sharing the secret with many of the troubled kids that I'm serving.
May I ask you to stop right there for a moment?
Sure.
Listen to the tonal quality of this recitation. You can tell just by listening to the way you are inflecting each of those statements that eventually you will arrive at a but.
Yes, I understand.
In other words, each of those statements unto itself should be a definitive statement with an absolutely energetic definitive stop that has nothing to do with leading to a but.
Yes.
And that's the difference in the state of being you need as opposed to the state of being you're creating.
Thank you. That's wonderful. So it should be, I'm experiencing all of this joy and recognition, and I'm thrilled.
Yes. Are you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for reflecting that to me.
My pleasure.
The challenge I'm having is
yes.
that I'm
It's all right to acknowledge the challenge as long as it is definitively different than the recognition of what you are not challenged by so that they are not interlinked and connected. You follow me?
Yes, and I'm...
So that you recognize that it's two different states of being and you can deal with it as such.
Yes.
So very good. Your challenge is...
I'm not getting the material abundance that I need to live a comfortable life.
A comfortable life. Which means what?
Well, the primary issue is I have my basic needs fed at the moment.
Basic needs, all right.
Room and shelter and food
yes.
and whatever.
Maybe you should expand your definition of basic needs.
Yes, and my other basic need is I'm driving a 14-year-old car with no air conditioning,
yes.
and it's very uncomfortable.
All right.
And I've been using the secret for months
I see.
To feel the excitement of
yes.
having my dream car, which would be a Prius.
Yes.
I'm feeling it. I'm visualizing it.
Yes.
I'm pretending I'm having one.
Have you gone to the car dealer?
I've sat in one. I've been hesitant because my
yes.
credit is not there, and normally the car dealers won't let you take a ride unless they go through a credit check.
Normally.
Yes.
You see, that's where you're at.
Well,
normal.
Uh-huh.
What's normal got to do with what you prefer to be? This is where we hearken back to the example we gave before your lunch break. Can the rational mind actually imagine the possibility that something could happen out of the blue with any logical appearing connection?
Yes.
Can you imagine the car manifesting without your rational mind having to figure out how it would normally have to happen?
Yes.
Because you see, that's what you're muddying this up with, is no matter how excited you get, you still bring to bear the idea of the rational mind's need to know how the heck is this going to happen.
Right. And that's why I related so much to what you've been saying about
yes.
this idea of control and letting go and letting
yes.
the higher self control it.
Yes.
And I appreciate that so much.
Well, all right. Then, if so, use it. And start today by allowing yourself to recognize that circumstances don't matter. So anything that you now have labeled or mentioned that is in your physical mind's estimation a circumstance connected to the manifestation of the car, let the circumstances go. The circumstances don't matter. Only the state of being does. So if you are willing to simply be the state of being of someone who has the car and absolutely forget about how that's supposed to happen, then you will allow your reality to attract that idea. But that's not what you're doing.
Well, for instance, I received a card in the mail from a credit card company through my business,
yes,
offering me a loan to go get a car at any car dealer.
But
that means I have to go through my board of directors
you
and
see,
take that alone.
You see, you have used it enough to attract an opportunity within the realm of your belief system, yet at the same time, because it's only within the realm of your physical mind's belief system, it always comes with a caveat,
yes,
of how.
Right.
You need to disassociate this completely. You have proven to yourself you can attract by attracting the loan. But the idea is that it only came in a form that is reflective of the fact that you still think there are strings attached.
Yes.
Well, you have to let that go. You have to completely let go of that concept entirely in order to experience the kind of manifestation that we and The Secret are talking about.
So would that mean pursuing the loan and not worrying about the strings attached?
It depends on what you think your belief system can handle. But what it actually empirically means is allowing yourself to simply let go of how you think it must happen at all, and being in a state of freedom that way, being inspired to allow your imagination to move you to do things you would otherwise not normally do. Go to a car manufacturer and say, I am doing this in the world. We would love it if you would donate a car for our use.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
There are many, many, many things you could do that would not be, in your mind's estimation, normal. That's just one small example. But the point is you will never be creatively inspired to even think of those kinds of things if you are not actually willing to be in the state of being you want to be in and forget the circumstances. It will never come to you to think about that, to ask something that other people would think is, that's outrageous. Who would ever just give us a car? That'll never happen. I have to do this. I have to do that. It must come with this string. It must come that way. You have to let all of those assumptions go, because that's all they are. They are assumptions. And again, don't get caught up in it again by saying, oh, all right, I'm just going to let all that go. And now I'm just going to be in the state of being. Oh, my car didn't show up today. Something's wrong. Once again, you went right back into assumptions. Just be the state of being. Use the car as a symbol. Let it come to you how it will. Let the higher self bring it how it needs to come. And just get on with your life, staying in the state of being you prefer to be in, and acting through inspiration and imagination on the things that pop up symbolically that have to do with that when and where you can, again, without expectation, without assumption, and without needing to know how that might actually work. Just do it because you're moved to do it. So if you happen to be in that state of being, and you happen to be walking down the sidewalk, and you happen to be walking past a car dealership, and walking past the dealership reminds you of the joy of being in that car. Present tense. Not future. Present tense. The joy of having that car. Then that joy could inspire you to suddenly turn on your heel, run up the driveway, walk into the showroom and say, give me a car. I deserve it, and this is why. And just see what happens. And even if it doesn't happen the way you think, starting to behave that way will get you into the habit of being in the proper state where anything can happen. You need to loosen up the structure that you have imposed upon how you think you need to go about doing this, so that you look a little bit crazy. It's all right. Be a little bit crazy. It's all right to be just a little bit crazy. Because you see, if you're just a little bit crazy in just the right way, people just say, she's creative. Being creative is being a little bit crazy in just the right vibration. With that in mind, you should understand God's completely insane. Who else but an insane being would think up your planet? Oh! But who else but an insane being would believe that unconditional love and unending ecstasy and joy are also normal? But that's the reality. All that is. Does this make some sense?
It does, and it relates to the second part of this, which is all coming into place for me, which is that the other passion that I have are my screenplays and the book I'm working on, and the fear that sometimes creeps into my thoughts that how can I do both when I have so much to juggle now?
But you already do understand, as we have said many times, that your passion and your joy and the thing that excites you the most is not only the driving engine, but also the organizing principle, which will allow everything to mesh in perfect harmony and synchronicity if it is truly representative of the state of being of your true self. So there is, again, no need to worry. What's the word? How is all that going to fit? It just will.
Thank you so much for reflecting that to me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Bashar. You're awesome.
I know. We know that when we say it just will, that there are still portions of your physical mind going, I can't accept that. It's too vague. In this case, vagueness is your friend. Relax your hold, the stranglehold that many of you have on how things need to happen, and allow your higher self to do its job. The phrase, it just will, is the physical mind's translation of the higher self's message, I've got it. Relax.
Thank you.
Thank you.